You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's get judgy.
Aren't we always? We don't have to get ready. We're there.
Let's get openly judgy.
Okay.
What,
is there a thing? No, I mean, obviously, we don't want any of the like non-fun things
right.
that you're judgy about. But what if you see a person doing blank, you immediately judge them?
I really know this one. When you're turning and you don't stay in the lane you're supposed to turn into, when you like you're making that left turn, it's a two-lane turn, and you kind of veer into that right lane. I hate that. I'm judging you.
I agree with you.
And everyone does it, and we just accept, like, oh, they might.
No, I don't
they
accept
might,
it.
They might crash into me. That's just how people drive. It's like, no, they shouldn't. We should do something. Like, get a PSA together. Stay in your lane if you're turning, especially.
A lot of double turn lanes have the dotted, like, guideline.
Mm-hmm.
Like, handwriting guideline. And sometimes it's faded. Just look for it, guys. Just look. Because it's there. There's one coming off of Tower Road. It's a double turn lane off of Tower Road onto 104th. This is my way home every day. And you're turning into, like, four lanes. So then all bets are off. Everybody's just like, no. I can turn into any one of these four lanes. It's like,
no, you can't.
They treat it like a roulette table.
Or
they're like, I'll end up in one of them.
You're right.
Big money.
I want you to drive near my house.
I couldn't.
You will lose your mind. Because they don't care. And there is a guide. Yes, you're right. I immediately
judge you. Just kind of as a society, we accept it. And that's what drives me nuts.
Let's stop accepting it right now.
Like, I agree. Yes, let's lead the charge.
This should not be a T-Hack is judgy thing. This should be we all judge until we've judged everybody out of that category. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
I immediately judge. I have a billion things I judge on, but I'm immediately judgy if you think you're smart by doing, I don't know how to explain this. There was recently an art exhibit in Paris.
All right.
That put up blank frames.
Just empty.
Empty frames. And it immediately sold out because everyone was like, the artist's take on the emptiness and futility of it all. I immediately judge you if you can be easily duped and then try to explain it away like you're smarter than me. It's a frame, you idiot. Yeah. That's like $6 at Hobby Lobby. And you probably spent $5,000 on it because you're an idiot.
Yeah, you should have left the picture of the random family in it that it came with just a frame. I'd buy that.
I think I immediately judge anybody who buys art, period.
Like, whoa.
Yes, like art. Like, go look up the most expensive painting or whatever. There's some guy who's got this $400 million painting, and, like, he was keeping it on his yacht, and, like, the salt water effed
it
up.
Ruined it?
Yes! Ugh. And it's like, what? Do you know you can just buy, like, you know what I'm saying?
I agree. I know what you're saying.
People who buy, I judge you if you're an art person. Because it...
You just don't understand.
There it is.
I have bought art.
Art?
From Ron Campbell, who is one of the like most well-known animators, cartoonists. He worked on Rugrats, Scooby-Doo, The Beatles.
But can I not just buy...
Yellow Submarine.
Can I just buy a print of it for considerably less money?
No, absolutely not.
You know who else I judge? NFT people. You're idiots.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
It's the same thing,
Aaron. It's different.
Oh, my God.
Because mine is framed and on my wall, and it's one of my most prized possessions.
How much did you spend on that?
Well, my mom bought it. Shout out, Cheryl. She bought two of them that day.
That's cool. That's cool. And he's like, he's actually making art. You didn't buy a blank frame.
Yeah,
from
and
him.
He like did the whole certificate of authenticity, drew his name and like colored on the back, did watercolor paintings on it. I'll send you pictures. Maybe you'll respect it then.
You know what? You send me a picture, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to print it. I'm gonna frame it. And I'm going to be like, guess how much that cost me? Nothing. Nothing, just a printer and a $6 Hobby Lobby frame. Look at me living right. Cheryl didn't have to pay nothing to me. All right, listen. We want you to call and say what you judge. I don't know if mine fits into the category.
It doesn't.
Like, to me...
I judge people...
Hold on!
That was the end of my sentence anyways.
You upward inflected. I judge people. There it is. Yeah. All right. If you're judgy about something, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
No, I judge mainly adults. I don't know why I let kids get away with it, but adults cannot. Who blow bubbles with their bubble gum. I don't know why. I can't stand it.
What?
Chew it. You can even chew it loudly. That's fine.
This is good for me because I don't know how to blow a bubble with gum.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know how to blow a bubble?
I'm just very demure like that.
What? Oh my gosh. What other way do you blow? You can just blow bubbles with bubble juice?
No, I can't. I can't blow bubbles.
Well, I mean, you were like, I don't know how to blow a bubble with gum, which implies you know how to blow a bubble a different
elsewhere.
Way.
Elsewhere.
Sure, like with the soap and the...
Yeah.
Okay.
I could do that. Right. Yeah, technically.
So yeah, they're not good. The same. Do you know that it's not hard and we could probably learn in about 5 minutes?
I find it very hard.
Because you can't whistle too, right?
Mm-mm. It's related.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
Are you tongue-tied? I don't think that has anything to do with it, though.
Is that a real illness?
Yes. Yeah. Let's not do this. Poor AAC. It seems like I don't know how to say this, but it seems like you have a rather unskilled mouth.
I judge people.
I judge people. Like, I judge shopping cart people. If you don't put your shopping cart back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've watched people in the space next to the corral still leave their cart in their parking spot. You're like, it's literally...
I will literally grab it and pull it to be in front of their car so they can't leave.
No, you don't.
Yes. If you are that lazy, are you kidding me?
Really?
I will surround. I won't surround. But yeah, I'll get it in the way. So you have to get out and do it again.
Okay. Where do you shop? I'd like to see this happen.
I judge a lot of my neighbors on their front porch. I judge anyone who keeps their shoes outside. That's real weird to me. A lot of my neighbors just have kind of like a pile of shoes. I think they're their outdoor shoes, so they're like, I'm going outside.
That's definitely a cultural thing.
I'll slip them on. But to me, it's like, but they're getting cold. Like, especially your shoes are cold. Now you're putting your feet in cold shoes. That's terrible. Or they're getting baked in the sun, and now you're putting your feet in hot shoes. Just shoes.
I thought my art one was bad. But now this is, you really judge that?
I do, yeah.
You'd rather them have a like a tray of dirty shoes right inside the door.
Yes, I do.
So, like, so the feng shui of your house is the first thing you see is just a pile of...
No, the first thing you see going into a house is the front porch, walking into the house. So that's your dirty shoes piled on. I don't get it. I hate when my shoes... Just like in the winter when you shovel and then you leave your boots like in the garage to dry, you have to bring them in before you wear them again. Otherwise, your boots are freezing and you don't want to put your feet in them.
That doesn't bother me.
It really doesn't? No, how does it not?
I don't know. I think cold shoes are delicious.
I'm judging you.
Cold shoes
are
ridiculous. Oh, good. Well, I'm judging you, and now okay. I'm judging Aaron about the art, so
okay.
Everybody out. All right, if you're a judgy person, we want to hear what you judge people about. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're all very judgy people in here.
Mm-hmm. Some more than others.
Are you saying me?
Yeah.
You're saying I'm more judgy than you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Guess what?
I'm
judging you for that. Jeff? Oh, wait, Jeff, I screwed up. Now we can hear you. Jeff?
Yay.
Judgy.
Now I'm judging Slack.
Okay, you run the board. Jeff, why are you judgy?
So I grew up with nothing but women, right? Single mom, sister, even my cat was a girl, and I grew up very protective of them. So I judge people. When a man and a woman are walking down the street and they let the woman walk on the street side.
That's a good one.
It's a little thing, yeah. Shows you're paying attention.
I went on a date once with a guy who would not let me. I tried standing on the outside.
You were
walking.
Literally thinking about it. You kept trying to get on the
and
other side
like,
of him.
He was like, will you stop doing that? Let me walk on the outside.
If a car is careening off the road.
Yeah.
Is that is that the logic
exactly.
here?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I can stop
it. You'd rather you get hit than your girlfriend or sister or mom.
So it's only the car's only going to be partially up on the
sidewalk.
Have
you heard about being polite at all? Because that's all it is.
That's not polite. It's stupid.
It is polite.
I could deflect it a little. Maybe.
Or if there's a puddle and the car hits the puddle, you're getting sprayed with
splashing. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good job,
someone
Jeff.
Throws a cigarette out the window. You
hey,
know?
Jeff. I respect your judgment, but I just think it's not a good thing to judge on. I'm just, because if in the grand scheme of things, it is to, like, I sleep on the hotel side of the bed closer to the door in case an intruder came in.
Yeah.
That's, that makes sense.
It's the same thing.
I understand in your mind, it's the same thing. But if an intruder breaks in, it's mano a mano. If it's a car coming, it's car a mano. It doesn't work.
Are you saying I can't take on a car?
No. Right. Thank you for the call, Jeff.
Yeah. I want them to think you could take on the car, at least. That's it's just, hot.
It was.
Listening to her.
Okay. Lori?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
What are you judgy about?
I am judgy about self-importance. People who are so self-absorbed that they don't recognize checkers at the check stand. They're too busy on their phones. They're too busy texting. They don't even acknowledge the checkers.
Are you a checker?
I'm not.
Oh.
Mm.
But do you think they want to? Okay. I don't do that. I don't. I do self-checkout.
Well, some places have signs up too. Like at Subway, most Subways have a sign that's like, please don't be on your phone when you order.
Really?
Yeah. It says, for the love of God, please put your phone down.
Yeah, but what if I'm...
Because everyone in the Subway line has... They're just... looking at, or they're reading the order because they're getting 10 subs for people
right.
who've texted the order. And it's
yes.
like,
can I be on my phone then?
That's probably.
Otherwise, I'm gonna mess up your footlong, buddy. I know you want the BMT.
Sorry, guys, I haven't been listening. I've been on
okay,
my
Aaron. No, I agree. Yeah. I do think it's human compassion
for sure
to always stand on the side of the road closer to the street when you're checking out. Oh, what about the checker's life? Aren't they important?
What is...
I'm not going to let go of that one. I think it's the stupidest rule. Desiree?
Yeah.
What are you judgy about?
Man, I judge my neighbors on the way they throw away trash. I live in an apartment complex. We have 5 blue trash cans. Okay. My neighbors throw trash everywhere but inside the trash can. They don't even know how to tie their trash bags up. Like, how hard is it to tie a trash bag? And guess what? Trash would actually stay in it if you just tied it up.
So do you get inside the trash cans to see if they've tied them up or...
No, like they're literally hanging outside of the trash can, overflowing all over the place. Like there is stuff all over the floor. Yeah, it's like they just go out there and just throw trash in the air, it seems like.
The trash room at an apartment complex, it's
another
it's
world.
It's a crapshoot, yeah, of what you're walking into. It really is, yeah. People,
you know you live there.
Okay. I've seen like full cakes on the ground just smashed. Like it's a lot.
What a waste.
So you're judgy on trash too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because we all live here together. Let's all try to keep it clean. And most people are like, no, not at all. Didn't even cross my mind, actually.
Okay, thank you. I didn't realize I was going to hit home with you guys so hard.
Oh, yeah. And it always smells bad enough. I think because it smells bad because it's all the trash. So people just open the door, throw it in, and slam the door. And they're like, it's someone else's problem.
Is there an actual room in the apartment complex or something?
I've lived at a place, where there's a room and there's kind of a chute maybe out of the room. Or there's just a room where it's all stored.
Yeah, just tie your bag.
Yes, yeah, please.
I tie, spin, and tie again.
A double tie?
Yeah, so you tie using the thing, and then you hold the top and like do a spin, like, and then tie it around your...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like a double Windsor.
Oh, yeah, it is. I could wear it to a wedding. Kirsten?
Yay!
What are you judgy about?
I'm super judgy when I go to someone's house for dinner and they serve potato chips out of a bag instead of putting it in the bowl.
What?
I agree.
Why?
Yeah, because there's something, you're all reaching into the bag.
You're reaching into the bowl.
It feels germier, though. It feels germier.
How's it germier?
Because the bowl, you can come from the top. You just kind of, just delicately
it really
grab
because
it.
There are people grabbing chips with just 2 fingers. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, just delicate. What? You know, I don't have my whole hand in there.
What's the difference?
It looks much nicer at a bowl, right? If you were serving, right? Like if you were making a cheese board, you wouldn't just throw the cheese out and just be like, oh, have at it.
Why don't you swing by my hands?
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
All right. Here comes the theme.
Yeah.
News. Goes.
Oh.
Nope. Nope. News. Nope. News. Nope.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news. or no?
I'll make a new theme. I will. People hate this theme. I don't know why they hate it.
We have yet to receive a positive text about it. I like it. I think it's. I like singing it. To it.
I, you know, I'm a big Star Wars fan, so I like the end. But I think it's just a little too serious. I know we're trying to be newsy, but we're still us.
Wait a minute. We are. We're trying to be newsy. Well, I mean, we're trying. This is our time to talk about real things that are happening in the real world.
Yeah.
But it's not mm-hmm. my time. I like if it were my place, I would bring up current events. It's fully up to you two. I mean, and the only time you do anything that's truly a current event is when it's like cheeseburger day and TX like, hey, remind me to eat a cheeseburger later. And it's like, that's okay. But like
another cheeseburger later.
Yes, another cheeseburger today. So it's news or nope. These guys have stories. We decide if it's news or nope. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Aaron. I don't think you've gone first in a while.
Well, fall has officially started. The first day of fall was yesterday.
News.
No. All right. Ooh,
okay. Yeah.
I like it because
we got a pumpkin spice boy over here.
Well, yeah. No, I'm not the pumpkin spice guy, but this is. It's been a long time since I've peeped, and I'm thinking about peeping this year.
You should. Ooh. It's really fun. You Now's peeped? The time. Yeah. Okay. I peeped in Georgetown.
Okay. The best part about fall is we just started watching the Hallmark fall movies.
There are fall movies?
Yeah. Not just Christmas. There's fall ones where they go leaf peeping as well.
Nope. That's
what. Yeah, I'm with Aaron on nope. Can we
this
change
is still
this
her story?
I know, but we can. Can we isolate?
I'm just sabotaging it.
Wait. The first day of fall was like yesterday, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and nice cool weather over the weekend.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Hey, let's get a look at the forecast. Heck, what do you got?
Good evening. We've got a high of.
Oh my God.
77
the
today.
Idea of us ever being seriously news oriented. TX is
you,
actually
Slugger.
Outside checking a look at the forecast here.
I'm live on the scene. Looks like a high of 77 today. Touching down about 49 tonight. A little warmer tomorrow.
Did you really look at a forecast?
No, I didn't. I just know it. In my personal time,
you
I look
are 300 years old.
I gotta know.
Any
if it's
other
a
fall
or not.
Facts you want to give us, Aaron?
Yeah. So there's a study about what people like the most about the season.
Boots.
Hoodies.
Boots.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about on.
Oh, on ladies. Oh. You like the Han Solo look?
I do.
Okay.
Don't you think
like a leather boot
is,
or
there's just something about. I don't know.
No, I get it.
It's just, you can be put together and not put together. You can put them on with jeans. You can put them on with the dress. And there's something just sexy about boots. I don't know.
Yeah, I like a good sneaker, though. I'm a sneaker guy. I like, fall is sneaker weather.
But for me personally, I'm with you to your first, the first word that came to your mind, hoodies.
Hoodies. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can't wear some
long
hoodies.
Sleeves. Oh, yep. Mm-hmm. Just, I need.
Ooh, a flannel.
Yeah.
I bought some flannel stuff at Scheels. I'll be debuting. I debuted one the other day.
It was good.
It was
nice. A good one.
Yeah.
I enjoyed.
Here's my thing. Where do I get, this is a weird request. I want shirts. This is so weird. I shouldn't be saying this on the air. I want shirts with a thumb hole.
I love those.
I love, and mostly girls wear them.
Yeah.
But they're running things.
Yeah. But I feel like all of the ones that I've seen are athletic, so you would probably have to go to like a Lulu
fluffy.
Or what's okay. The other like fancy new one?
Fabletics or?
No.
Viori.
Yeah.
Oh, I love their stuff. They sell it at Scheels.
Oh,
Hey, Scheels, you owe me some stuff. I have plugged you like 100 times, you pieces of.
Why do you want the thumb hole? Don't you, don't you just wear gloves?
It's. I know this doesn't make sense because if you know me, if I wear long sleeves, if it's a button down shirt, I roll the sleeves up. If it's mm-hmm. a hoodie, I shove the sleeves up. I think it's a way for me to stay comfy and leave the sleeves down. It's like forcing the sleeves to stay down.
Okay.
I'm that way too. If I put a jacket over a long sleeve and it gets bunched up, I'm losing my ish.
Here's the weird thing, and I just found this out about me. That doesn't bother me at all.
Really?
But I put a I put a jacket on one day. I had my sleeves pushed up and I put a jacket on over the top of it in front of another person. And I thought they were having a seizure. They're like, what are you doing? Oh my God, stop. Yeah. And I'm like, what?
Your sleeves have to be like perfectly flat on the inside.
Yes, they have to be.
Do you like when your sock falls halfway down your foot?
It's totally different.
It's the same.
It's the same, yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even similar.
I can't. The heebie-jeebies I got just imagining. Having your sleeves pushed up and putting a jacket on? Mm. No.
For real?
That's a nope. It's going to be a nope
That's
for
a
us.
Big no.
I just want to say, if you have pro fashion tips for me where I should shop, because I also want some bulky sweaters. I feel like this might be the sweater season for me.
Can we go shopping together?
Yes.
Oh my God.
This has been a years-long mission for me. I'm looking for a chunky sweater, too. Just like, you know, in the 90s, the sweaters
like
are huge.
Like a cable knit.
Yeah, like Billy Crystal in all his movies is just wearing the thickest, biggest sweater ever. And they don't make it. My wife even bought one straight from Ireland, like made from sheep's wool.
Oh,
like,
those are, and it just I know exactly what.
Merino wool or whatever.
Yeah, and then I put it on and it's just tight.
Can I just say this, though? Here's what
the, like, Aran sweater, A-R-A-N, is the Irish one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what I want. And maybe people at 51059 can tell me where to get it. I want a sweater that looks like a band wore it in an 80s or 90s video and it's kind of effed up. Like, I want a big, chunky sweater that's kind of stretched out and has like rips in it or like, do you know what I mean? I don't want.
I'm trying to figure out.
Because, you know, I have like cable knit.
Like
I have like Banana Republic super cable knit, like And they just, I feel like I'm trying too hard. I want something that looks like rocker, like a used, I was out one night with my ex-wife. It was her birthday. It doesn't matter. She had a friend there and I forget there was a word. It was like girly or something. She had a sweater that said like girly on it or whatever. And I talked her out of it and she gave it to me. And then by the end of the night, she was like, I gotta have it back. And I was like, oh my God, I was gonna wear that sweater every single day the rest of my life. It was such a cool.
Because it was
chunky,
all shredded up, kind of.
It was just chunky and just like didn't fit. Like the neck was stretched out and like the arms were.
We should go thrifting.
No, I don't wanna do that. It's too hard.
How are you gonna find rundown sweaters?
No, because here's the thing. I bought a shirt. I don't think I've worn it in front of you guys. It's from a company called, I don't wanna say. Okay, it's called One Golden Thread. And like they plant a tree every time they sell a shirt. It's kind of like Bombas who like, I think
they give a pair
of socks to a homeless person every time that you buy one, which is amazing. These shirts are like, the neck's all like screwed up and it's like, they're too long and the sleeves are like halfway between long sleeve and short sleeve. And then there's one seam that's gold on the shirt.
Oh,
interesting.
Okay.
And the rest of the shirt's not.
It's like their trademark.
Yes, it's one golden thread.
Okay.
But the t-shirts are like, an exorbitant amount of money.
It's solid gold thread.
Yes. Tiak?
Yes.
You have time for maybe one.
You paid that much for a shirt?
Yes, I did! Oh my gosh. Oh my God, I got the black. They're so cool, though.
News.
Aren't they cool?
Okay. No.
Do you have a story, or do you want me to just move on?
I have the 10 rudest cities in America. Do you want to know if any of Colorado cities are in the top 10?
Nope.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Is anybody here in your dating life or just your...
Non-existent.
Oh my God. You're going to get back out here, Aaron.
No. Absolutely not.
You will.
I made a promise to myself. I am the only person that can let myself down. And I'm not going to do it this time.
Aaron, just get back out here.
No.
What if...
Yeah, the city is mourning the loss.
What if you and me went out...
Businesses are closing.
What if we went out and had drinks like at Griff or Ocean Prime or somewhere and we just sat down and like an Irishman sat down next to you?
I would chat. Like, that's not a date though because we weren't planning on going there.
Right. No, I'm saying...
That's fine.
I'm saying it's like, not a date with you and me, but if like somebody... If Destiny just put a guy right next to you... You wouldn't accept gift?
I would. That I would because I'm not seeking it out. Okay. I'm not planning it. If something were to happen in the wilderness, sure.
But I'm saying, are you going to still go into the wilderness? Because if part of the promise to yourself is, I'm not going to date and I'm not going to seek it, then are you allowed to go sit at the Griff?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to go sit?
Yeah, no, I can absolutely still do that. Okay. I'm not a recluse.
But you're not, are you going to do that?
That's, okay. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, so let's suspend our disbelief. It's 2 years from now and you're dating again. And it's like, what should we have for dinner? I don't know. You pick. I don't know. You pick.
Mm, yep.
How often does that happen?
All the time. All the time. And now we've got the kids. And they have their what they like to throw in. But Leo just wants to go to Good Times every time.
Does he really? Yeah.
Which I'm on board with.
Why? Why Good Times of all the burger places?
So he just like, because they have ice cream. So he just gets
the soda's
Culver's.
Hold on. They don't have ice cream. They have custard.
They have custard,
What's the difference?
Oh, bud.
I don't taste the difference.
It's a texture thing.
Custard, I think, has egg in it, whereas ice cream doesn't. I don't remember.
Culver's has custard too, but I can never remember what the difference is. It's cold and sweet.
It's just like thicker. It's way better than ice cream.
I don't think it is. Because I think if I put Froyo ice cream and custard down, you'd fire them down and you wouldn't be able to tell me which one.
No,
which.
I could absolutely tell
There's
you.
No
I
way
could
you
tell
could.
By looking at we it, will for sure.
No, we'll blindfold taste test you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, ice cream's made with milk, cream, and sweetener. Frozen custard is the same, plus egg yolks.
Yeah,
so she's right.
There's no way.
I know my ice cream.
There's no way you can tell.
Test me.
Dude? This is your opportunity, T-Hack.
I don't even know that I could test.
Be the producer of this show.
Okay. All right.
And contact, I don't know, any random restaurant that might have custard.
Okay.
Wink, wink. Okay. Start a relationship with them and our show.
Okay.
And then let's get them to drop some custard off. We'll get our friends at, oh no.
Bluebell.
Thank you. I couldn't remember if it was the Hop Hop or the Ring Ring.
Oh.
No, Bluebell.
Ring Ring. Yep. Got it. Bluebell, we'll get them to drop off and we gotta leave them both out on the counter the right amount of, cause like, if like the ice cream's hard.
Oh yeah. They've gotta be similar. I get it.
Yeah. Well, one will be in a to-go
cup.
No, I'm gonna put them
in bowls.
Okay. One will say what is worse.
One will say Culver's on the side.
Yeah, like,
or Freddy's. Whichever restaurant gets to us first, you get to be on the errand. Do you want to be included in this, or you think it's just her?
She can do it, yeah.
You're gonna eat something.
Yeah, yeah. There's a fee. There's a tax to be paid for this.
This whole thing, now that I think about it, is dumb. But like, I just want, okay. If you're in the situation, my family was in a situation where we were like, I don't know what to eat. 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 So we decided to like look around in our house and leave the TV on.
Is that, that's important? Okay.
Yes. And we had three choices for restaurants. The first three restaurants we saw. So if they're in our house, if there's a Freddy's cup and somebody sees it, Freddy's is on the list.
Oh.
We're sitting here and all of a sudden eating good in the neighborhood. Applebee's. Boom. Wow. TV commercial is on there. I'm like, uh-oh.
That's number two.
Yeah. We're putting together a good list.
And then here comes Danny DeVito.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
I'm going wherever he's going.
A cold meal. So now you've got options.
So now we've
got options.
Jersey Mike's. But then no one can go like, oh, I don't want any of those. It's like, oh, a minute ago you didn't care.
Yeah.
So now, fate, destiny, like the Irishman at the OP bar, sat down next to you and said, let's have us some Jersey Mike's, shall we?
Are we getting married?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Other people's problems. We call it OPP. Tiak knows what's happening. What is that?
Mm-hmm. Audrey came across some sketchy things, I guess, on her boyfriend's computer, and can we trust this guy? Is he on the outs? What's going on?
Okay, well, let's figure out what she discovered. Audrey?
So, I've been living with my boyfriend for about a year, and he's really, like, quiet, reserved. He, like, doesn't go out, and, like, he's not on social media that much, you know, and stuff like that. And so, basically, he's been acting a little bit different, like a little secretive with his phone. And I've noticed that he, like, if I'm sitting near him, he'll kind of turn his phone the other way and stuff like that. And anyway, so I was on his computer and I just was curious, like, and
oh my God.
I know the feeling. It's okay. We're humans. We feel it. And it's never a good sign if
Can
you feel
I just
it.
Say this to Audrey, to Aaron?
I don't want to hear
everyone.
You.
No, it's like, here's the thing, Aaron,
Yes.
You have a smoky, weird privacy screen on your computer.
Yeah.
So you have to be directly in front of it, staring like 10 inches away from it
yes.
to see, because you want your privacy. Are you doing something weird?
Well,
are you doing something weird, Aaron?
Yes, I got it so I could watch movies on the airplane without there being
but it's like,
weird.
Audrey, and I just,
I'm watching a movie now.
Audrey, I'm not trying to negate your feelings, nor yours, Aaron, but it's like, I find it fascinating when people go, it's like he turns his phone away from me and it's like, yeah, because I'm typing to one of my friends. And you don't need, like, do you need to see every word that I type when I'm typing to Chad?
No, but then why are you hiding it?
I'm not hiding it, but
what,
like, when
you're... What are you hiding now? Let me see your phone.
No, because you guys are weird. Like, I've started to, like, it freaks me out how much other people do what I don't do. If T-Hack were standing right next to me and a text came in, do you know how I would know who that text is from? If he told me, I would never look at his phone and go, oh, Angie just texted you. And everyone in my life does that. My daughter just the other day, oh, you just got a text from Josh. And I'm like, how do you know that? She's like, I saw it on your phone. I'm like, why are you looking at my phone? What? Like,
it had the alert. And the screen lit up and it drew my attention.
That's not your phone.
We haven't even gotten to Audrey's.
I understand, but what I'm saying is Audrey's premise at the beginning is I just started to feel weird because he likes his privacy. And it's like, oh, you're right. Is he closing the door when he goes to the bathroom? What's he doing in there?
That's not it. Let's let her finish.
Okay. Yeah.
You're very animated for someone who's not hiding anything.
You can't just make that leap. I'm suddenly a pedophile because I turn my phone away.
No,
I'm suddenly cheating on you because I'm turning my phone away.
Isn't she noticing a pattern? It's like you get that feeling, you start to notice a pattern. It's like it seems like it's more than, well, I don't know. Let's ask her.
Okay. Why is everybody trying to shut me down? I want to talk.
No.
Okay, Audrey, go ahead. I'm so sorry. I'm just saying. So you got on his computer.
Well, and then I saw, like, I just wanted to see, like, if he'd done any searches, and I saw that he searched for, closure with an ex, I also saw sleeping with ex for closure, and
as a Google search.
Yes, and I haven't confronted him about it, but I'm just like,
oh my god, he is.
You know, and I know that they have, like, they still do sometimes like text once in a while because we're all in the same like pickleball group, and. So we always, like, you know, we'll see her and we'll, you know, it's just, but usually it's just like in passing, and usually he and I are together, but I know that, I don't know, I'm just not really sure what to do, if I should confront him. I mean, I definitely think I should confront him because it's really weird, but I'm just kind of, you know, like I said, he's not the most social person, so I can't imagine him, like, going out of his way to go and contact her. I could definitely see her contacting him, though.
T-Hack, Aaron? Can I talk now?
Sure.
That's insane. Like, he's what kind of nerd? Like, I don't know.
I wouldn't want anyone going through my Google search history because I have to look up stuff for the show or whatever. It's random.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
No, the stuff that we do have to Google, it's concerning.
Late
what,
night.
For us?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Bud.
Okay.
The times I get off of the Wi-Fi just so that it's like, this is on me. I don't want
I occasionally ask you guys to search some.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. Is there, maybe he's looking, was he having these thoughts? It seems like a dorky search, but there's like, I don't know, Reddit communities or stuff where people maybe shared stories of stuff.
Why it's a bad idea?
Maybe. Or maybe why it's a good idea. Like, maybe he's just looking into the topic. I don't know.
Yeah, like sometimes if I see those advice columns and the people have all kinds of really weird problems, then I'll be like, wow, that's an interesting problem. Then I might like Google something about it, even though it's not a problem of mine.
Like, well, so maybe we can do his OPP in a couple of days. And see if he... Okay, Audrey, let me just give the phone number 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
How long have you guys been together? Sorry.
No, all I want to say is this real quick. Normally I would have a set idea of what people should call in. Like, give her advice. Should she confront or not? That's what she's asking. But I just want, like, anything. Like, to me, is she completely off her rocker is one of the things you can call for.
Mm-hmm. Or is that, did she find kind of the smoking gun? Is that rise to the level of like evidence, or is that just, everyone searches some weird stuff. Okay. Now and then.
I'm sorry, Aaron, continue with your, with your query.
We've been together for, we've lived together for a year, and we've been dating before that for about 3 years.
Okay. So you've lived together. Okay.
Okay. And you guys still see his ex. That's what you said. Like you, she's, yeah.
Pickleball's,
she's
a
in
unifying
the
sport.
Yeah.
I just,
we still see her sometimes because of pickleball.
Can I ask the room, is this a smoking gun? Because while I made fun of the whole notion, that's a really weird thing to search.
It's a very specific thing to search. I don't necessarily think it's a smoking gun, but I think it's something. I think it's like an orange flag, a yellow flag. So there might be a way to ask him about the ex without bringing up that she.
Oh, for the love.
Went on his computer.
Because that is what happens. If you ask, are you thinking, well, your Google history says otherwise.
Yeah. Then like when this happened to me, I had to fully admit, like, yes, I went through your email. I went through all of this. And I found what I thought I was going to find.
Right.
See, and that sucks. And see, when you bring you into it, I'm like, Tiak and I are both very protective of you when it came to that. And so like, yes, but this is.
These are just like kind of weird Google searches. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. But that feeling is there for Audrey. Her like that feeling, the pattern or whatever, like kind of like what you had. Unfortunately, it's like you wouldn't normally go to that extent. Mm-hmm. Like because even you are a snooper or information finder or whatever you want to call it. But there's like a certain line where that you don't cross. But you said you did kind of cross it because you had that feeling, and she's kind of having it.
Right
now.
But there's only one little thing. It's not. Yeah, I don't. Audrey, I don't find that thing to be little. I really don't. It's very strange. I think what you have there is a fully emotionally stunted human. Who'd be the last thing that.
Since they've been together for so long, maybe it's like the final thing before engagement. You know, like I don't know if it's that last thing. I don't know how men's brains work, but if it's that last.
Like I gotta go sleep with my ex one more time.
Or like, am I making the right choice by moving on, or not moving on, but doing the next thing?
Maybe
does that make sense?
Yeah, it's like innocent research about what have other people done? Like, I want to take the next step. What's going on? Yeah.
Okay. You guys are weird. But I get it. No, I mean, if there were adjacent searches around it, maybe. Sure. It's like, can I sleep with somebody? What steps should I take before I ask my. But it seems like the only thing you searched, there weren't peanut butter cookie recipes. Because you haven't mentioned any other searches. It's just
I didn't want him to like see me. I just looked for like a minute. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
you
gotta make it quick.
So there were other searches. I just didn't get a chance to look, but I'm probably gonna look again.
Okay, that's all right.
Let me know.
Well, we're gonna put you on hold and call us back when you've done the rest of the search. I know I took us on a tangent, but I do feel very strongly about that, where it's like, I think privacy should be allowed.
I'm a hypocrite for sure, because I want to give you privacy, but I also
want
to know what's going on all
privacy.
The time. Yeah.
See, I don't feel like I have any privacy, nor do I really want it. I mean, like
you're just different.
I leave my phone anywhere, and like my wife knows the password. There's no.
That's true.
Like
we
have our.
Yeah.
Everyone knows
same
my
way.
Passcode, but that doesn't mean it's your place. It's not your place. Like, if you trust me, I'll leave my phone right there, but if I see you grabbing it, it's like, what's up? What are you doing?
I think that says more about you than the person grabbing your phone.
No, because here's my thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Here, what I have found in my life, and I believe it's a book called The Dark Side of the Light Chasers, whatever you despise in someone else, especially your mate, is actually what you despise in you. Mm-hmm. And more often than not, how many of us have been in an unfaithful relationship where they accuse you of cheating?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So as soon as somebody's like, I need to see what's in your phone, it's like, okay, what are you doing?
It's projecting.
I see. You already know that's the pattern. So, so now you're extra suspicious.
Yeah,
it's like,
I need to see what's on your phone. It's like, why? Because I know what I'm doing, which is nothing. So if you need to see what's in my phone, what's in your phone?
Mm-hmm.
And okay. What's in your wallet?
She's going to say it too.
All right. Audrey found a weird search that is it okay to sleep with my ex or something? While snooping in her boyfriend's computer, she needs to know what to do next. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Really?
I didn't say it.
Really?
Yeah.
So we're trying to help out Audrey. She went snooping. I'm sorry that I took the whole show off the rails. But I am...
People noticed.
First things first, we did get a text from somebody saying that I need to stop yelling. And mm-hmm. I really have two gears. Off and yell. So, yeah. Are you asking me to just be off? Because no. I can do that too. The problem is, she went snooping on her boyfriend's computer or whatever, mm-hmm. and he had a search of like sleeping with your ex one more time. It's like, I can't even get my brain around why you would search that.
I know. Is there like a WikiHow page for it or
That's
something?
That's what I'm saying. Like what?
I don't know, to see if it's worth it. I don't know if other people share everything online. You could find stuff about like
everything is on Reddit.
Yeah, a story or something.
But would you,
if you're thinking about doing it, you're like, well, I should do some research. What have other people done? I can't do the clicky sounds like you can.
But thank like, I, what I don't understand is, am I allowed to do that sound, texter? I just, like, there's certain things you don't Google. That one just seems real stupid.
Yeah, because, again, it's, sure, there are other people that have done it, maybe shared, but that's still not you.
Certain You're things are just your, a life decision that is yours.
Yeah.
All I want to say is, and I know we're just, I just want to say, all y'all, if you're on the verge of about to go through their stuff, maybe just break up.
Mm-hmm.
Because really? How many people...
Yeah, no, I totally agree because my situation...
You don't trust them enough.
Well, and we kind of felt it fizzling out. And I think I was also looking for an excuse maybe to just be like, okay, it's not my fault, but it was both of us.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe there's something deeper.
Sorry, all that yelling made my throat hurt. I feel better. Okay, so long story longer, she just found incriminating thing. She's like, should I confront him? I think the overwhelming idea behind it is, yeah. If you've got something like that in your text history, you're at least considering sleeping with somebody else. I don't want to mm-hmm. be with somebody who's even considering sleeping with somebody else.
Okay. I like that. Yeah. But you also don't want to be with somebody who's going through your stuff. Who's
I 100% do not want to be with somebody.
So she's got to come. She's got to kind of come clean.
Yeah,
then,
she's screwed.
Right?
To come clean, then you make yourself undateable to me. But I don't know. Irina?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. What do you think?
I agree and disagree with you both. I think that she shouldn't have looked through the phone, so she either trusts him fully or she doesn't at all. And I think that we all have intrusive thoughts. You know, sometimes something pops up from years back. Maybe he's already had closure and he's already slept with her a while ago. And now he's thinking, what have I done? Now she wants to get back together. You never know what the thought process is, but she has to make a decision to either never look at his phone again and trust him or to continue to give herself this anxiety. I think it's diabolical that she can go through his phone and then have all these fears and then come to you guys and think about it. Just don't do it. That's what I think. Just don't do it. And just either you trust him and be with him because he chose you for a year now, or just don't be with him at all and just walk away.
Who is screwing the relationship up more, do you think? And I know this is like apples and oranges, but like, which is more, so first off, being so mentally, she is, right?
Yeah, because I think she said in the beginning, he's a good guy. He's not very social. Yeah. You know, they sit at home. They hang out. There's nothing nefarious. And then all of a sudden, once you look for something, you will find something most likely. Unless she has. Yeah. She acts like an angel. But I think any other man is like,
not on Google.
You will find something. And it's if she's looking, if that's her lifestyle and she wants to create this culture in her house that you have no autonomy and privacy, then that's what's going to happen for years to come.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, she's out here looking for something while she's, like, you just said it. If you're like, oh, I'm going to go find something, you've already effed the relationship up.
Yeah.
You will find something, but you're screwing the relationship up.
For sure.
Like, oh, I wonder if this relationship's screwed. Let me check. That right there just screwed the relationship up.
I see.
You already did. Yeah. Like, you don't have to look any farther than your desire to go look is what's wrong.
Interesting. Because even if
Google
you don't.
Search.
Yeah, even if you don't find anything, then you're just thinking, well, I missed it. I got to look again.
It's a spiral. My gut's still telling me,
it's like, then just get out. And the final piece of advice I have is, if you have intrusive thoughts, like, should I rob a bank? Should I kill my boss? Or should I sleep with my ex?
Okay.
Don't Google that.
delete.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Slacker. Aaron. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeez. Oof. This Thank feels you. Formal.
Thank you.
For?
For just being a part of my life every day.
Aw, thanks.
Thank you.
That's really sweet.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Now you could say something.
This is coming at a really weird time for me.
Why?
I just had a friend give me a thank you note. And it's one of those things. When was the last time you wrote a thank you note?
It feels recently. We write them.
You do?
Yeah, yeah. I was definitely raised to write them. Like, that. Every birthday came with every graduation, wedding. But I just don't really get stuff anymore to write.
To write them
to
for?
To write them, yeah. Those are kind of the big ones.
Yeah, I honestly couldn't tell you.
Do you know what that means, Aaron? You, much like me, are a complete POS.
I would agree, but I am also very verbally, thank you.
I would agree.
Like, I will say thank you to your face until you feel uncomfortable, and I mean it.
But there's something, first off, thank you for saying thank you, T-Hack.
Thank you.
But there's something that would have meant more if you wrote it down.
And just slipped it
it's
to you
It's just
a little
like
bit.
More time. It just means more.
And then I can look at it again.
Oh, that's and cute.
And go, wow. Because then when you sit down, just now, I don't know what your intention was for saying that. And I didn't even think about the fact that I just got a thank you note. That's freaking lovely.
Wow, yeah.
But it's one of those things where I think I'll look back at that thank you note for a long time. Because it's like, whoa, I didn't realize how impactful I've been. And then you read it and you're like, oh, Jesus. Wow, that's a really nice thing. And
cards and letters in general. Like, I have kept every single card, letter from every single listener. Yeah, they're pinned in my office. Every single one of them.
Oh. Well, you don't have a very big office, so that's just... Not very many people have written thank you
notes. No, there's at least 30.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Are they specifically to you or some of them?
No, specifically for me.
Huh.
I've kept all the ones I've gotten, too.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Because you haven't gotten any?
I haven't gotten any. But I would. I keep them. Just send them.
Okay. I didn't mean to hijack whatever it was you were going to do, but it is one of those things.
Well,
like, the rule was, in this person's household, if you got birthday gifts, and you've got all these toys you want to play with, and you got a gift card to Target, and you got blah, 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 you are not allowed to touch those things till you've written a thank you note to the person who gave them to you.
Wow, I like that. I like that. We weren't that strict, but it was definitely a thing where my mom would get out the thank yous and be like, "It's time." I mean, there's no debate. It's just like, you got stuff. It's time to write thank yous. That was ingrained.
And
in
you
us.
Just wrote. I mean, you weren't good at it at first.
But it's a few sentences. Not when I was a kid. It's formulaic. It's just thank you for coming to my party. Thank you for this. I will use it to blank.
Oh, okay.
Thank
so it was again. Like a Mad Lib. You just put the
a little bit,
in.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when you're a kid, but it's just instilling the the muscle memory of you got.
So you have thank you notes at your house right now.
I do. Yeah.
Oh my God, you're so much better than me.
Wow. I have some blank ones, but I haven't used a single one.
We have
all those listeners are waiting.
We have a stack, probably hundreds, if not thousands, of Slacker and Steve thank you cards.
Really?
Yeah, they're somewhere in the, it's like, so I guess I could start writing from, hey, Steve.
Well, do your kids ever say thank you? Because it says here, this story, that hearing thank you really matters to mothers and to fathers.
they have started, I didn't realize how much it mattered, but they've started to say thank you when they get up from the table.
Oh, really? That's nice. That's good.
Yeah. And it I didn't think it would matter, but it matters when they don't do it. So when they don't do it, I'm like, did the food suck? Like,
yeah, like
I'm so insecure
happened?
That yeah. I'm like, oh God. Like my daughter almost every time when she gets done, because, you know, I've prepared the food and she's like, she'll get up and say, thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
yeah.
nice.
Do
yeah.
you get it? I mean, or your kids
well,
too. I mean,
so
obviously
I'm
your daughter
if,
doesn't.
Yeah, she doesn't, but because she doesn't say any much of anything. But my son, I'm wondering if I'm screwing it up. Like recently, my son and I, we went to the movie theater for his first ever movie.
Oh my God.
And it's just me and him because my wife had to stay home with Hazel. Like she can't make it through a movie yet. So we had some boy time. And it's been a while since we had boy time. We went and we saw Transformers 1. So it's just like the boyest
that's
movie
cute.
Of all time.
Yes.
There were just other dads with their sons in the theater. Like that's
killer.
All it was. It was so much fun. And there's so many times in the movie that, you know, the action happens and me and Leo look at each other and we're like, oh, like the energon cue. Like yeah. we're just boying out.
I
it's
love
awesome.
That.
It was God, so much killer. Fun. And then afterwards, we went and we got some food, and it was just like a great day. And then when we got home, I said, you know what, Leo? Thank you so much. Thanks for hanging out with me today. And he goes, you're welcome.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, did I do it backwards? But I genuinely meant it. Like, hey,
yeah.
thank you. That I had a great time, and thank you for allowing
me. But it didn't even remotely occur to him to reciprocate.
No, because I was thanking him. So he's kind of like, oh, yeah, you're welcome. Like, I graced you with my presence.
Well, and that's what he knows to do is just when you say thank you, you say you're welcome.
Yeah, so did I screw it up by being the first one? So now is he being trained that, like, he doesn't say thank you? Other people thank him just for showing up or like, but I was trying to just mean it genuinely. It's like, because
oh, no.
I know it won't last forever, right? There won't be, he won't, we won't get that boy time forever.
Correct. But you just sowed the seeds of narcissism in this
show. Oh. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is it. Today is the day we have been anticipating. We had a challenge on the show. Tiak is angry a lot.
Yeah.
And
perturbed.
He wants
annoyed.
Teed off.
Teed off. Yeah.
What we're gonna go with. And he's been kind of wanting a little feature of his own.
Yeah.
He's like, without asking for it, he just comes in. He goes, "Hey guys, you know what grinds my gears?" And I'm like, "Oh my God! If you're just gonna keep calling it that,
fine.
But we're not gonna call it that because that's already on a show."
Yes, it's from Family Guy. I directly stole it from them.
Correct.
From 98 or whatever it was on. But
so.
Yeah.
We let the listeners come up with names, and they came up with Hacked Off or Hacking Off or Teed Off with T-Hack.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of agreed that Teed Off with T-Hack was probably the one to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that
like
ends
yeah.
your involvement.
Yeah.
From this point.
My plan has worked.
So
it
then,
gets serious from here
then
on
Aaron
out.
Snaps off like, I'm going to write a theme. I'm going to write the best theme ever.
I never said that.
Nobody's better at theme writing than me. My name's Aaron, and I'm going to kick your ass when it comes to writing a theme. T-Hack?
Very similar, yep. Yeah.
That's just- Not at all. I asked T-Hack if he wanted a theme song, and he was like, that is what I've been dreaming of. Because he is for sure a radio nerd. And I know that it would bring him a lot of joy to have one.
It would. Yes.
You downplaying this right now. So you don't think you're going to win
granted,
anymore.
Granted, I am
you don't
very
think you're
competitive. No. Okay. So here's the thing. I will admit that I've been the one that has been delaying this.
Yeah, this was supposed to happen a week ago.
Yes. And there's a couple of reasons. The first one, I am very hard on myself and I hated everything that I created.
I just want you to know.
Mm-hmm.
I created mine on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Like a couple of Sundays ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never looked back. In fact, I haven't even listened to it since then.
Oh, good.
Oh, really?
I too am hard on myself, but here's the way around that. Don't listen.
Perfect. All right.
Like, do you think I listen to this piece
no,
of crap
okay,
show
but here's
that
the thing.
We do every day?
All right.
I thought you were going to say the way around it is it's for me. So who
no,
cares?
No. Well, there is that.
So hard,
I don't set the
him.
Bar real high if it's not for me. If it's
right.
for T-Hack,
yeah.
this is
who cares?
Stupid.
No, so my first idea was the BC Boys. And I was like, if I could do something that sounds like it's out of License to Ill, that would be sick. So
okay.
I tried it. Couldn't figure out Mikey D's thing, so I abandoned.
You are on the money, though. You are nailing me.
Oh, that would have won.
Well, it would have been pretty good, I think.
So I made a major mistake. So then I started thinking, and I was like, you know, T-Hack really loves T-Pain. What if I tried to do something in that direction?
If you did T-Pain.
I couldn't quite figure out. Singing in auto-tune is nearly impossible because you have to be.
People don't understand what a genius he is.
No, he's.
You have to sing wrong in order for auto-tune to grab you.
And do its job. It is insanely difficult.
It's so hard.
I hated it, so I scrapped it.
Oh my God.
T-Pain, come back.
Beastie Boys and T-Pain are gone. So you,
I just want, hold on.
I've done school presentations literally on both of those.
Have you really? Yeah.
This is crucial for me to get out at this juncture.
Okay.
So what we're talking about is Aaron and I are trying to write a jingle for T-Duff for T-Hack.
Yeah.
I approached it from a completely different angle.
Okay.
I tried to write something for the show that was like a jingle for the thing. I was not trying to suck up to Hack.
I'm not either.
Bull crap. Then I started thinking, what else would T-Hack like? Does he like daffodils? Should I include Culver's in the lyrics?
Ooh. Oh, I should have.
Like, that's not the point, Aaron. The point is to write the jingle
for T-Hack. So then I was like, okay, well, T-Pain might have not worked anyways because this whole thing is about T-Hack. I almost called you T-Pain. So I was like, it's about him being angry. It kind of needs to be a little more aggressive.
Oh, Jesus.
So I was like, okay, what if I combine?
Oh, my God. The whole studio just started to fall apart. It's okay.
What was that?
That was just all the side panels on that side of the room just came off.
Oh, my God. What was
we can't
that?
Do this now. We can't do this now. God has told us to put this off another week.
I finally get my feature. What?
So mine is like if T-Pain kind of met like a little rock kind of punk thing. I don't know.
Okay.
So
if T-Pain wants to stick it to me.
Since you've built yours up.
There's a couple of things. There's two things in there that I really hope T-Hack does pick up on.
Do you want to? How did you? I mean, you can say your lyric. Like, what do you want?
I don't know.
Do you want just a dry listen right now for everybody?
Yeah, I think we just full send it because if I continue to think about it, I'm going to hate it and I'm going to pull the plug and we're going to go straight into a song, like a real song right now.
Okay. Well, let me see. Do I have access to.
For the record, the other thing that I wanted to address.
Okay.
Slacker is a professional musician.
He's a professional musician.
He's a professional singer-songwriter. He was one of the greatest guitarists in Colorado at one point.
This is good. This is a good angle.
He was in Warrant. Okay, he got one of our mutual friends who was also a professional singer to get on it.
Oh, how do you know that?
So I just feel like, well, you told me.
Oh.
I didn't know that. Wow. Mm. Pros?
Yeah, so I definitely feel like I am the underdog in this situation.
I don't think so.
And my only hope is that the people that already hate you are just going to join my side no matter what.
The person
that texts in, Slacker's Tesla, all the time, please be on my side.
So are we putting this up? Before we even play these, are we putting it up to a vote? Because it's TX feature.
It is.
So ultimately, I feel like, and you got to stop being a wuss.
No, I'm not choosing. No way.
You have to.
I can't choose my kids. I can't choose between burgers and pizza.
Before we play the songs, I need you to do me a favor.
What?
And we're not going to play the songs unless you do me this favor.
What's that?
Pick a favorite.
Choose between your kids. Choose between your kids, man. Do it right now.
I can't. No, they're both on hot streaks right now. We've had great times with both. I would have said Hazel maybe a couple weeks ago, but Leo's back up in the running. So we're neck and neck. I can't choose.
Well, we're going to play these two songs in a little bit once T-Hack decides.
Who his favorite kid is?
Okay, I want to say we're going to play these.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're putting it up to the listeners, you just swayed the vote. Like, I don't even have to play your song and you're going to win.
Because
you just played my negative Q rating against me.
I'm just giving history for us. Like, I don't have that musicianship. I love music.
But I'm gonna,
I used to sing. I haven't taken lessons in years. So I'm just saying the bar is, it's not, I don't know.
Okay, but I'm going to tell you this.
The bar is low for the
record. I use the same tools as you did.
Yeah.
I did not grab a guitar on this one.
Really?
I did not. We have a brand new Great Mate Debate theme that's going to like come out soon that I played everything on.
Okay.
But this is the same.
Can you hear that? You're not important enough.
That's
for
what I'm hearing, yeah.
No, I didn't play it. No,
you guys are building me up, and then now it's like, you know, I was even awake when I did it.
Like, I was fairly hammered when I did mine. I'm just saying,
thank you,
you can't use my musicianship against me. Okay, so without further ado.
I did it left-handed. I didn't even.
I did it while it was all on mute.
I'm very excited. This is a dream come true for me as a radio nerd.
Because you just interrupted one more time, now we don't have time to play them.
Come on.
We will play the two potential theme songs for Teed Off with T-Hack next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Are you that bad at math?
I am really tired. Okay, so hopefully you've hung on. If you don't know what's happening,
I pre-apologize.
This is taking far longer than we wanted it to. But basically, we have a thing.
Me especially. I'm very uncomfortable by all of this.
This was supposed to be Teed Off with T-Hack. Mm-hmm. And now we've spent so much time talking about the themes. And that I don't think we're even going to get time for you to be teed off about something.
Okay.
He's teed off about not being able to. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to play these two different theme songs. Do I get 8.5 minutes to like say what the process of mine was?
No. I kind of did it for you.
I'm interested.
No?
I'm interested because you guys have kept me completely in the dark on all of this. Like,
there
I don't know what's going on.
There were a couple of times where you came in the room and I was like in the middle. I was about to start playing it to get like advice or something. And we had to yell at you to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kept coming into the room the one day when she was trying the Beastie Boys version.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so Erin went through a couple of incarnations. It's teed off with T-Hack. She started at Beastie Boys, went to T-Pain, and it landed somewhere with T-Pain meets...
I don't know.
Sum 41.
Kind of meets the Pretty Reckless, but not quite.
Okay. So Sunday Funday drank all day and then was like, oh God, I gotta write a theme.
What's his name again? T-Smack? Something about...
T-Mac?
So I ran upstairs. Erin gave me access to a library of different things that we have on the radio station, like little sounds and stuff. And I went in and pulled sounds from here and sounds from there. And I found this country vibe.
Ooh, okay. Howdy,
y'all. Bluegrassy country. See, this is why Erin was going to win with you, and I went with like a theme.
Yeah.
Like
you're thinking of the show more
I'm thinking of like everybody sings along with
like a family or a story
about
full house.
Man named like
you
sing Beverly Hillbillies. Like I wanted something that you sing along to.
Oh.
Like people would go, oh, it's time for the Teed Off with T-Hack because it's that kitschy little country vibe.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah,
I like
cool.
it.
I'm afraid I was fairly in the bag. My voice is not on it. There's a little bit, but you'd never know it.
Okay.
And, okay, let's... Are we going to do Erin's first?
I don't know. I'm so nervous.
Okay. We're going to ask you to vote in Erin or Slacker.
Text in 51059.
But don't start texting Erin now because you haven't heard him yet. Any text before now don't count. Yeah. There's already like 300 Erin texts. Like, don't even know what
Slacker does. You're disqualifying your number for future texts, future votes.
You will never win an Applejack gift card. You're never going to win anything. Okay, here we go.
Wait, who's first? Oh,
you're
God,
first.
I'm so nervous.
All right,
okay.
I'm ready.
T-Hack is pacing, feeling so trapped. Every tiny issue has got him zapped. Every small worry ignites the fight. Oh no, can't make it right. Stuck in the grind, can't shake the stress. Every little moment adds to the mess. Wishing for clarity, a break from the fight. Tonight's just another endless climb. Searching for peace, but it's taking its toll. T-Hack is rock, losing all control. Oh no, no turning back. The Slacker Show, teed off with T-Hack.
Where did you get that? Is awesome!
Wow,
where did you get auto-tune?
Dude, I spent so long on it with the T-Pain thing. I was like, I can't let that go to waste.
So you bought auto-tune?
No. I have it with the thing that we use for work.
That is awesome.
That's so good.
But there's two things that I really want to make sure that T-Hack picks up on. He's a big fan of the word tonight used in songs.
Oh my God, did you use tonight in your song?
Oh, that's smart.
And I also dropped his Instagram handle in there.
I did catch that, yeah. Yeah, okay, a little marketing.
Yeah.
She knows me. She knows me. Slacker, do you? Is the question.
I did not write a song about you.
Okay. It's called Teed Off with T-Hack.
I know, but I got it.
And I included the Slacker show in it at the end.
I didn't. Mine is literally like two lines.
Okay, that was like there was a bridge in there.
I know. I feel like I got it. I gotta go back and do more.
That was great. Yeah, I want to read the lyrics.
Can I say right now, all you people who are texting Aaron, you can't. You're still disqualified too because you haven't heard my song. You can't vote. You don't get to vote until you meet both candidates.
There's a lot of texts.
Stop it. I'm not going to play mine.
You gotta.
All right, it's Teed Off with T-Hack.
All right.
The Slacker version.
Off today.
That's so cute. Oh my gosh, I love it.
I want to know if you picked up on the thing.
I picked up on the thing.
I literally didn't reference anything, but I got the accent put in the end that you like. I was trying to get
a little southern accent. He's real teed off today. I am. Well,
all right. Well, we've run out of time.
Yeah. Mine was 100% me, so. I'm just saying.
What? No. No, that is not. No, it's. No. Okay. Let the voting begin.
Yes.
If Slacker's too hard, if you put anything with an S in it, it counts as a vote for me.
What?
I'm not even mad anymore.
Slacker's a long word. S-L-A-X will work. You can text Slacker to 51059. You don't need to know any other words that you could possibly text. In fact, somebody's going to win a lot of money if you text the word Slacker.
That's not happening.
If you like Aaron's, text Aaron to 51059. But why would you when you're too busy texting the word Slacker to 51059?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story about one of those things where you're going to get in a fist fight, so you got to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Except they're in a place where going outside is real awkward.
Oh.
Okay.
I'll explain in a sec.
All right. I've got a story of a man that actually, what he did really impressed me. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Florida.
Let's go!
Yeah.
He had heart surgery and he was trying to find something very... What is that?
Oh my God. There's doctors in Florida?
They don't
use
saws.
That's why I got a saw sound effect out. It's like, all right, well, we're going to put you under. Just take a guzzle of this.
He had some heart surgery.
Right then.
And needed to find something therapeutic. So he said, let me feed these turtles nearby. And so he had been feeding the turtles for months. And there were some gators.
Some gators?
Like, oh, we're getting fed too. Look at all these turtles. So he said, uh-uh, not my turtles. And decided to rope and lasso.
Rope and just lasso.
He went after the gators.
Let's go ham on these gators here.
Police got involved and were like, sir, please don't. Please don't. I don't really know what happened.
It's a gator rodeo.
Yeah.
I'd attend that right now.
I would do.
I got to go to a gator rodeo.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
No puns. That's it.
See you later, gator.
I shouldn't have asked. Left it right where we're at. I got a story that happened, we don't know where, because it was somewhere in... Why are you talking like that? Somewhere in the sky.
Oh, okay.
I believe
beautiful.
It started... The woman was from... I don't... Oh, she's Irish.
Ah.
Go.
Shoot, hold on. I think about like Dairy Girls.
Yes, it's an Irish woman on an airplane. They got into a bit of a tiff. They were yelling and screaming at one another.
Oh, no.
She finally said, "Hey, let's go outside right now. I'll take you outside and beat the crap out of you. So let's go outside."
In a couple of hours, I guess.
Right, but they were at like 30,000 feet, so yeah. They couldn't go outside. So if I just took place inside the plane, I don't know. I don't even care.
I'll do it right now. I'm not scared.
Sláinte.
All right. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is it. Today is the day we have been anticipating. We had a challenge on the show. Tiak is angry a lot.
Yeah.
And
perturbed.
He wants...
Annoyed.
Teed off,
yeah.
What we're going to go with. And he's been kind of wanting a little feature of his own.
Yeah.
He's like... Without asking for it, he just comes in. He goes, "Hey guys, you know what grinds my gears?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, if you're just going to keep calling it that,
fine."
But we're not going to call it that because that's already on a show.
Yes, it's from Family Guy. I directly stole it from them.
Correct.
From 98 or whatever it was on. But
so
yeah.
We let the listeners come up with names, and they came up with Hacked Off or Hacking Off or Teed Off with T-Hack.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of agreed that Teed Off with T-Hack was probably the one to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that like ends your involvement. From this point,
my plan has worked.
So
it
then,
gets serious from here
then
on.
Aaron
out.
Snaps off like, "I'm gonna write a theme. I'm gonna write the best theme ever."
I never said that.
Nobody's better at theme writing than me. My name's Aaron, and I'm gonna kick your ass when it comes to writing a theme. T-Hack?
Very similar. Yep. Yeah.
That's just- Not at all. I asked T-Hack if he wanted a theme song, and he was like, "That is what I've been dreaming of," because he is for sure a radio nerd. And I know that it would bring him a lot of joy to have one.
It would. Yes.
You downplaying this right now. So you don't think you're going to win
Granted,
anymore.
Granted, I am
you don't
very
think you're
competitive. No. Okay. So here's the thing. I will admit that I've been the one that has been delaying this.
Yeah, this was supposed to happen a week ago.
Yes. And there's a couple of reasons. The first one, I am very hard on myself and I hated everything that I created.
I just want you to know.
Mm-hmm.
I created mine on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Like a couple of Sundays ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never looked back. In fact, I haven't even listened to it since then.
Oh, good.
Oh, really?
I too am hard on myself, but here's the way around that. Don't listen.
Perfect. All right.
Like, do you think I listen to this piece
of crap show that we
do every day?
All right.
I thought you were going to say the way around it is it's for me. So who cares?
No. Well, there is that. I don't set the bar real high if it's not for me. If it's
right.
for T-Hack,
yeah.
Who cares? Stupid.
No. So my first idea was the Beastie Boys. And I was like, if I could do something that sounds like it's out of License to Ill, that would be sick. So okay. I tried it. Couldn't figure out Mikey D's thing, so I abandoned.
You are on the money, though. You are nailing me.
Oh, that would have won.
Well, it would have been pretty good, I think.
So
oh,
then,
God. Oh
hold
God,
on. So
I've
then,
made a major mistake.
So then I started thinking, and I was like, you know, T-Hack really loves T-Pain. What if I tried to do something
God.
In that direction?
If you did T-Pain.
I couldn't quite figure out.
Singing
an auto-tune is nearly impossible because you have to be.
People don't understand what a genius he is.
No, he's.
You have to sing wrong in order for auto-tune to grab you.
And do its job. It
Correct.
Is insanely difficult.
It's so hard.
I hated it, so I scrapped it.
Oh my God.
T-Pain, come back.
Beastie Boys and T-Pain are gone. So you,
so
okay.
Then I, was
I just
like,
want.
Hold on.
I've done school presentations literally on both of those.
Have you really?
Yeah. This is crucial for me to get out at this juncture.
Okay.
So what we're talking about is Aaron and I are trying to write a jingle for Teed Off for T-Hack.
Yeah.
I approached it from a completely different angle.
Okay.
I tried to write something for the show that was like a jingle for the thing. I was not trying to suck up to Hack.
I'm not either.
Bull crap. Then I started thinking, what else would he act like? Does
well,
he
yeah,
like
so then
daffodils?
I know.
Should I include Culver's in the lyrics?
Ooh. Oh, I should have.
Like, that's not the point, Aaron. The point is to write the jingle
exactly.
for Teed Off.
Hold on. So then I was like, okay, well, T-Pain might have not worked anyways because this whole thing is about T-Hack. I almost called you T-Pain.
Should I? Yeah.
So I was like, it's about him being angry. It kind of needs to be a little more aggressive.
Oh, Jesus.
So I was like, okay, what if I combine?
Oh, my God, the whole studio just started to fall apart. It's okay.
What was that?
That was just all the side panels on that side of the room just came off.
Oh, my God. What was
we can't
that?
Do this now. We can't do this now. God has told us to put this off another week.
I finally get my feature. What?
So mine is like if T-Pain kind of met like a little rock kind of punk thing. I don't know.
Okay.
So
if T-Pain wants
to
stick
go first then, since you've built yours
know.
Up.
There's a couple of things. There's two things in there that I really hope T-Hack does pick up on.
Do you want to, how did you, I mean, you can say your lyric, like, what do you want?
I don't know.
Do you want just a dry listen right now
for
everybody?
Yeah, I think we just full send it because if I continue to think about it, I'm going to hate it and I'm going to pull the plug and we're going to go straight into a song, like a real song right now.
Okay. Well, let me see. Do I have access to...
For the record, the other thing that I wanted to address.
Okay.
Slacker is a professional musician.
I did not professional musician this.
He's a professional singer-songwriter. He was one of the greatest guitarists in Colorado at one point.
This
he was
is
in Warrant.
Good. This is a good angle.
He was in Warrant. Okay, he got one of our mutual friends who was also a professional singer to get on it.
Oh, how do you
so
know
I
that?
So I just feel like, well, you told me.
Oh.
I didn't know that. Wow. Mm. Pros?
Yeah, ooh. So... I definitely feel like I am the underdog in this situation.
I don't think so.
And my only hope is that the people that already hate you are just going to join my side no matter what.
This so is
the
exactly...
Person, the person that texts in Slacker's Tesla all the time, please be on my side.
So are we putting this up? Before we even play these, are we putting it up to a vote? Because it's TX feature.
It is.
So ultimately, I feel like, and you got to stop being a wuss.
No, I'm not choosing. No way.
You have to.
I can't choose between... my kids. I can't choose between
yeah, you can.
Burgers and
okay,
pizza.
I can't, before like, we do this,
are meant to be chosen.
I'm play so the
songs,
nervous.
Before we play the songs, I need you to do me a favor.
What?
And we're not going to play the songs unless you do me this favor.
What's that?
Pick a favorite.
Choose between your kids.
No.
Choose between your kids, man. Do it right now.
I can't. I
you
can't.
Can.
No, they're both
you
on hot
Leo
streaks right now.
We've,
both, we've had great times with both. I would have said Hazel maybe a couple weeks ago, but Leo's back up in the running. So we're neck and neck. I can't choose.
Well, we're going to play these two songs in a little bit once T-Hack decides.
Whose favorite kid which, is?
Okay, I want to say we're going to play these.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're putting it up to the listeners, you just swayed the vote. Like, I don't even have to play your song and you're going to win.
Because
you
think
just
so.
Played my negative Q rating against me.
I'm just giving history for us. Like, I don't have that musicianship. I love music.
But I'm gonna,
I used to sing. I haven't taken lessons in years. So I'm just saying the bar is, it's not, I don't know.
Okay, but I'm going to tell you this.
The bar is low for the
I
record.
I use the same tools as you did.
Yeah.
I did not grab a guitar on this one.
Really?
I did not. We have a brand new Great Mate Debate theme that's going to like come out soon that I played everything on.
Okay.
But this is the T-Hack, same.
Did you hear that? You're not important enough.
That's
for him
what I'm hearing, yeah.
No, I didn't play it. No,
you guys are building me up, and then now it's like, you know, I was even awake when I did it.
Like, I was fairly hammered when I did mine. I'm just saying,
thank you,
you can't use my musicianship against me. Okay, so without further ado.
I did it left-handed. I didn't even...
I did it while it was all on mute.
I'm very excited. This is a dream come true for me as a radio nerd.
With that, because you just interrupted one more time. Now we don't have time to play them.
Come on.
We will play
Come on.
The two potential theme songs for Teed Off with T-Hack next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Are you that bad at math?
I am really tired. Okay, so hopefully you've hung on. If you don't know what's happening...
I pre-apologize.
This has taken far longer than we wanted it to. But basically, we have a
Me
thing.
Especially. This is, I'm very uncomfortable by all of this.
This was supposed to be teed off with T-Hack. Mm-hmm. And now we've spent so much time talking about the themes. And that I don't think we're even going to get time for you to be teed off about something.
Okay.
He's teed off about not being able to. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to play these two different theme songs. Do I get 8.5 minutes to like say what the process of mine was?
No. I kind of did it for you.
I'm interested.
No?
I'm interested because you guys have kept me completely in the dark on all of this. Like,
there
I don't know what's going on.
There were a couple of times where you came in the room and I was like in the middle. I was about to start playing it to get like advice or something. And we had to yell at you to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. You kept coming into the room the one day when she was trying the Beastie Boys version.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. So Erin went through a couple of incarnations. It's teed off with T-Hack. She started at Beastie Boys, went to T-Pain, and it landed somewhere with T-Pain meets.
I don't know.
Sum 41.
Kind of meets the Pretty Reckless, but not quite.
Okay. So Sunday Funday drank all day and then was like, oh God, I gotta write a theme.
What's his name again? T-Smack, something about
T-Mac?
So I ran upstairs. Erin gave me access to a library of different things that mm-hmm. we have on the radio station, like little sounds and stuff. And I went in and pulled sounds from here and sounds from there. And I found this country vibe.
Ooh, okay. Howdy, y'all.
Bluegrassy country. See, this is why Erin was going to beat to win with you, and I went with like a theme.
Yeah,
like
you're thinking of the show more.
I'm thinking of like everybody sings along with
like a family or a story
about
full
a man
house.
Named yeah. Kid.
Okay,
man. Like
oh,
you,
that's
you
a
sing
good
Beverly
idea.
Hillbillies. Like I wanted something that you sing along to.
Oh,
like people would go. Oh, it's time for the tee up with T-Hack because it's that kitschy little country vibe.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah,
I like
cool.
it.
I'm afraid I was fairly in the bag. My voice is not on it. There's a little bit, but you'd never know it.
Okay.
And, okay, let's. Are we going to do Erin's first?
I don't know. I'm so nervous.
Okay. We're going to ask you to vote in. Erin or Slacker.
Text in 51059.
But don't start texting Erin now because you haven't heard him yet. Any text before now don't count.
Yeah.
There's already like 300 Erin texts. Like, don't even matter what Slacker
does.
Yeah,
you're disqualifying your number for future texts, future votes.
You will never win an Applejack gift card. You're never going to win anything. Okay, here we go.
Wait, who's first? Oh,
you're
God,
first.
I'm so nervous.
All
okay.
right, I'm ready.
T-Hack is pacing, feeling so trapped. Every tiny issue has got him zapped. Every small worry ignites the fight. Oh no, can't make it right. Stuck in the grind, can't shake the stress. Every little moment adds to the mess. Wishing for clarity, a break from the fight. Tonight's just another endless fight. Searching for peace, but it's taking its toll. T-Hack is whack, losing all control. Oh no, no turning back. The Slacker Show, teed off with T-Hack.
Where did you get that? Is awesome!
Wow,
where did you get auto-tune?
Dude, I spent so long on it with the T-Pain thing. I was like, I can't let that go to waste.
So you bought Auto-Tune?
No. I have it with the thing that we use for work.
That is awesome.
That's so good.
But there's two things that I really want to make sure that T-Hack
okay, what
picked
is
up
it?
On. He's a big fan of the word tonight used in songs.
Oh my God, did you use tonight in your
I
song?
Did.
Oh, that's
and I
smart.
Also dropped his Instagram handle in there.
I did catch that, yeah. Yeah, so. Okay, a little marketing.
Yeah.
She knows me. She knows me. Slacker, do you? Is the question.
I did not write a song about you.
Okay. It's called Teed Off with T-Hack.
I know, but I got
and I included the Slacker Show in it at the end.
I didn't. Mine is literally like two lines.
Okay, that was like there was a bridge in there.
I know. I feel like I gotta go back and do more.
That was great. Yeah, I wanna read the lyrics.
Can I say right now, all you people who are texting Erin, you can't. You're still disqualified too because you haven't heard my song. You can't vote. You don't get to vote until you meet both candidates.
There's a lot of text.
Stop it. I'm not going to play mine.
You gotta.
All right, it's teed off with T-Hack.
All right.
The Slacker version.
Off today. That's so cute. Oh my gosh, I love it.
Wow, I love it. I love it.
I want to know if you picked up on the thing.
I picked up on the thing.
I literally didn't reference anything, but I got the accent put in the end that you like. I was trying to get
a little southern accent. He's real teed off today. I am. Well,
all right. Well, we've run out of time.
Yeah. Mine was 100% me, so. I'm just saying.
What? No. No, that is not. No, it's. No. Okay. Let the voting begin.
Yes.
If slacker's too hard, if you put anything with an S in it, it counts as a vote for me.
What?
I'm not
slacker's
even mad anymore.
Slacker's a long word. S-L-A-X will work. You can text slacker to 51059. You don't need to know any other words that you could possibly text. In fact, somebody's going to win a lot of money if you text the word slacker.
That's not happening.
If you like Aaron's, text Aaron to 51059. But why would you when you're too busy texting the word slacker to 51059?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story about one of those things where you're going to get in a fist fight, so you got to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Except they're in a place where going outside is real awkward.
Oh.
Okay.
I'll explain in a sec.
All right. I've got a story of a man that actually, what he did really impressed me. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Florida.
Let's go!
Yeah.
He had heart surgery and he was trying to find something very... What is that?
Oh my God. There's doctors in Florida?
They don't
That's
use
why
saws.
I got a saw sound effect okay. out. It's like, all right, well, we're going to put you under. Just take a guzzle of this.
He had some heart surgery.
Right, then.
And needed to find something therapeutic. So he said, let me feed these turtles nearby. And so he had been feeding the turtles for months. And there were some gators. That
some
were
gators?
Like, oh, we're getting fed too. Look at all these turtles. So he said, uh-uh, not my turtles. And decided to rope and lasso.
Rope and just and lasso.
He went after the gators.
Let's go ham on these gators here.
Police got involved and were like, sir, please don't. Please don't. I don't really know what happened.
It's a gator rodeo.
Yeah.
I'd attend that right now.
I would do. Yeah.
I got to go to a gator rodeo.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
No puns. That's it.
See you later, gator.
I shouldn't have asked. Left it right where it was at. I got a story that happened, we don't know where, because it was somewhere in... Why are you talking like that? Somewhere in the sky.
Oh, okay.
I believe
Beautiful.
It started... The woman was from... I don't know. Oh, she's Irish.
Ah.
Go.
Hold on. I have to think about, like, Dairy Girls.
Yes, it's an Irish woman on an airplane. They got into a bit of a tiff. They were yelling and screaming at one another.
Oh,
and
no.
She finally said, hey, let's go outside. Right now. I'll take you outside and beat the crap out of you. So let's go outside.
In a couple of hours, I guess.
Right, but they were at like 30,000 feet, so they couldn't go outside. So the flight just took place inside the plane. I don't know. I didn't
really even care. I'll do it right now. I'm not scared.
Slaughter.
All right. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.